Just as the three magi, the kings, the wise men, as they draw our attention to Jesus, they draw our attention to the newborn king. And just the same way, we're to use every available resource that we have to help bring others to the Lord, to help bring family and friends, colleagues, people that are new to us, ever closer to Jesus. You know, how do we do this? Well, it might be the most easiest of ways. It might be a simple acknowledgement of another. It might be a kind comment, a helpful hand of assistance. It might be a recommendation of a resource, of a book. It might be sharing with them the amazing digital resource that we have here, free of charge, formed.org. It might be an encouraging word. It might be a humble apology. I mean, all different ways that we can help those around us to draw closer to Jesus, the newborn King. We're seeking here in our parish expressly to draw closer to the Lord, to encounter Him, to not merely know about Him, but to know Him so that we can share Him with others. And of course, if we're going to lead others to God, it does presuppose that we do, that we know Him, that we're working on that ourselves, that we're leading from the front, that there's credibility with our actions and our words. So we work really hard to provide a range of opportunities, some catechetical, some social, some service-oriented, some devotional and spiritual, a wide range of offerings to just try to help to make that encounter with Christ take place. Just as the Magi encountered our Lord, so do we desire to do that and to bring others to do that. This is the halfway point in our year. This is the, at least in the fiscal year, which kind of follows an academic schedule. And the Finance Council in particular thought it's a good idea to just kind of make known, to reveal, to manifest how we're doing. Right? It's your parish. And we have a lot of successes that we can celebrate, and rightly so, because God is working wonders among us, and for that we're most grateful. We're an expressly welcoming parish. That's feedback from people. And recently with Christmas, many of you stretched to see that those who joined us were welcomed. Visitors and first-time people that have been here. And I just want to thank you for that. I want to affirm you that you're noticing other people, particularly those who come to join us in worship, with just a kind greeting, a helpful hand. It makes a big difference. That is number one in the feedback that makes it to me. And I'm humbled to receive that because it's feedback that you deserve. You're doing that. You're welcoming. You're giving cause for someone to experience church perhaps differently than they normally have. And maybe to want to come to experience church with us again. And a second success that we celebrate is that we are growing. And we are growing in extraordinary ways. You feel it here. The elbow room isn't quite what it used to be. The parking isn't quite as convenient as it's been. The bathrooms sometimes have a wait. I mean, we do. We experience it all these different ways. And you're giving cause by means of your own witness to faith, hope, and love for others to come to be a part of us on a regular basis. Our Discipleship Academy offers a range of experiences that is comprehensive in terms of age, that we have special faith formation initiatives for the youngest among us and for the most experienced veterans among us and for everyone in between, with different variations of that. And particularly what we're doing for our children has been enormously valued by parents because we're at capacity with some of the things we're doing. I mean, we're going to have to think about how to do them differently because we're there. And it's parents who are recognizing the value that want their children to be engaged in Foundations and chosen in Life Team. We have other initiatives with mothers and grandmothers and daughters and moms and daughters and children and all sorts of different intergenerational opportunities that happen on a regular basis. And I invite you to to read the bulletin, and even probably more significantly, to check out the website if it's been a while, to find these opportunities, some of which might be of great interest to you. And what we're offering for adults in a variety of ways, with retreats and presentations, social events, home-based small group communities, Bible studies, lots and lots of offerings. Our St. Benedict Catholic School is a great success that we continue to have here. It is solid, and it is making tremendous contributions in the lives of children and families and in our parish. Outreach, that we are a community of faith that doesn't try to rush in and lock the doors and say, thank goodness we're not like the rest of them, but rather to look at the neighborhood in which we live and to say, okay, how do we be a better neighbor? What are the needs that are particular to us here at Reynolds Corner, and how might we, as community of faith, be called by Christ to respond to them? So our St. Vincent de Paul, this isn't something nice to do. This is mission-driven, that there are material needs that are sadly far too prevalent in the lives of many people here in the neighborhood, that we can help to lessen those pressures, and we do so in a regular way. And there are many, many, many people here present and others who are dedicated in beautiful fashion to help lead others to Christ that way, by not pushing something through a window, but by warmly greeting, using names, getting to know stories, and encouraging hope where it hasn't been experienced before. It's exciting to continue to watch the homes that Sunshine is, that the homes that they are constructing, and the 16 new neighbors that will be with us by the end of this calendar year, all with severe physical disabilities, caretakers, their families as well, new friendships that we're forging right here as outreach. There are groups in the parish that do so many amazing things about which many of us, we simply don't know because they're humble and they don't report it out, but we benefit from them. The Altar Rosary Society and the Men's Club in particular, I want to acknowledge those members and thank them for the myriad of ways that they contribute to our parish and the thousands of dollars that they raise in the course of the year that make resources available that otherwise wouldn't be available. And included with that, I want to thank those tremendous volunteers with Bingo, which is a weekly experience here, which is a beautiful community on Tuesday night. That raises $30,000 a year. I want you to know that. This is not an insignificant source of revenue that we use to provide additional resources, only made possible because of the volunteerism. And it is inspiring. Makes me want to give more of myself, quite honestly. Our leadership in the parish is really concentrated as leaders in four different bodies that I work with directly that really help me and your leadership team, your employees, to be aligned with what we're doing so that we're not chasing the latest greatest, but that we're being about certain responsibilities that make sense with what we're trying to do here at the parish. And the leadership bodies have helped to make possible, by means of really encouraging an extension of pastoral service, a licensed professional counselor that we now have here at the parish available to you free of charge as service provided, recognizing new ranges of needs that simply exist that we want to be able to try to respond towards better. Those are just some of the successes. Of course, we have challenges, and how are we seeking to meet these challenges? Well, the challenges really lie in two areas. And the first challenge, for all of our excitement with growth is a challenge. Because as we continue to grow, how do we meet the expanding needs that come with more and more people? How do we be able to address, relatedly, our aging facility, which has significant needs in some areas, and in other areas was built in former times to meet needs that no longer exist today? And we have, and we rightly celebrate, we have successes, and we've done a lot of things in the last 4 years. Our Seeds of Faith campaign has built a 2,200 square foot new building, an entryway, parish offices and school offices. We've also been able to renovate the church, consecrated here by our former Bishop Blair in September of 2013. The Seeds of Faith made those renovations and brand new additions possible. Separately from Seeds of Faith, from savings in the summer of 2015, we said goodbye to the 1950 beloved boiler. And we were able to put energy efficient, forced air, climate control in half of our complex, which includes the church. We did that from savings, and we shared at the times that I wasn't going to stand up here and ask for money. We've got just enough money in savings. We're going to exhaust our savings, but we're going to get this done, and it needs to be done. And we did that. And a year ago, our savings was at a level of $37,000. As of December 31st, our savings was at $202,000. That's you. That's you responding to mission and to need and recognizing we have these challenges to meet. And we want to continue to be able to update, to renovate, to adjust and adapt to the needs that are particular to us. And we recognize that we need to have a more stable kind of plan moving forward so that we're not rushing from one crisis to the next. So per the council and the recommendation of our finance council members, we retained the Toledo-based engineering firm SSOE, who completed a study of our entire campus from ground to the roofs. And last fall, a presentation was made right here in church from the leaders from SSOE to the members of our, not only employees, but of our leadership bodies, our four different leadership bodies, to say, okay, here are the facts. And it gives us real-time conditions of our facilities, clear direction as to what needs to be done and when it needs to be done. And the strategy that we're employing is to continue to use the resources that we have to meet the most urgent and pressing issues that are before us. So to continue to make progress. And towards that end, there were some very pressing issues that the study raised. You might have noticed last fall that there was tuck pointing going on. Those are the brick people and the mortar that goes in that keeps the building not only standing upright, but it keeps the water out. By the way, incidentally, like, I learned all of this stuff like in the last year. Okay, I wasn't trained in this, right? But a pressing priority because of water seepage that was happening and because it had been deferred maintenance for so long. So that tuck pointing will be completed in the spring of the entire school building, and which also includes the church on the exterior. Second, there are roof problems with what we call the narthex. This was built in 1993. It has never had anything but patches, and we have issues that are pressing. So there are actually four different roofs that compose this addition, 1993 addition. Those are going to be replaced this spring. Third, the O'Grady Community Center, built in 1981, has a piece of equipment that is 35 years old that is involved with the heating and cooling of the facility that MacGyver himself would not be able to keep running. I've never lit vigil candles for pieces of equipment, but I do in this regard. So we are going to move forward with having that piece of equipment replaced. It will also enable the heating to be entirely from that one piece of equipment, and which will lessen the load on our beloved 1962 boiler, which is still in operation, which leads us to the fourth part that we are going to this year as a priority devise the plan, not accomplish the work, but what are we going to do to retire that 1962 piece of equipment? Does force air make sense? Is it a boiler replacement? And whatever we do, we will have climate control, heating and cooling in the rest of the school building in both floors. So that's what's before us moving forward. And just want you to know, clearly what we're doing. We're continuing to work together. We're continuing to review these lists of needs. We have a great advantage with the plan that SSOE has delivered to us. And I think you get the sense we're doing this carefully, we're doing this thoughtfully, we're doing this deliberately. And our objective is to keep before us the priorities from the plan, not to lose kind of focus on that, so that we can meet the most urgent needs first over time, updating our campus and our facilities in the way that meet our needs today and our ever-growing needs. And you can be assured that I'm going to keep you informed of plans and progress. And if there are any additional ideas or resources about which I'm not aware, please bring them to my attention. This is a conversation that we share as family with a lot of excitement about all that God is doing and continues to do in our quest to encounter Jesus, to make our way to the newborn King, and to lead others to join us in this exciting adventure.